All right, Ivan Tedesco, assistant team manager. Let's talk about your race a little bit tonight with your guys. Actually, first of all, look, I'll be honest. Jordan's crashed a lot. And then I thought about tonight and Indy and the ruts, and I'm like, oh, my God. And he did have one. But, dude, he rode really well. He held it together for two of the three mains, and he got 11th overall, I think.
Yeah, he did really good. Today was a good step in the right direction for us. We did a lot of testing this week.
Especially the longest day he's ever done.
Yeah, it was a long day. I feel like we made some big improvements. Yeah. We were wondering if it was going to transfer over to race day, and it actually did. Made some more small adjustments throughout the day, which was a positive. Finally, that last one, he got a decent start and rode solid, eighth place, and step in the right direction for sure.
Yeah, I feel like testing in Georgia and then coming up here, maybe everything you did wouldn't apply, but it kind of did.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I mean, we kind of knew what the targets were off the first two races that he did. And we went to work. Some more small changes today, which was a positive. And I'm sure we'll, from here, maybe tweak it a little more, keep trying to get better. We're learning each weekend. And happy that Jordan finally had a good result.
Yeah, no, for sure. As far as Jalik goes, great starts. That first one was not good. He went backwards. And so I admire that he pulled it back together and got good results the last two. Did you make any changes? Did you yell at him? Like, what happened for the last two? Because he was better. He lost some spots, but it was definitely a much improved from the first one.
No, for sure. That first one wasn't great. But, he hole shot the second and the third race and ran up front for a little bit. And I think the more he gets up there, and he didn't race Supercross all last year. So for him to get up front, and, you know, he'll get better as we go. And, yeah, I think for Jalik, it was a step in the right direction as well. And, kind of the same thing. We tweaked the bike throughout the day and made some improvements.
Okay,
and
so you did change things from main one to two or three?
We did. Just small, but we did, and it seemed we went in the right direction, which is always good.
Then did you yell at him or no?
Not yell, okay. But we put some pressure on him to okay.
Right.
And we know he's a great starter, and finally he unlocked that, and that makes life a lot easier when you run up front.
Did any part of you, you've been retired for a while, but is any part of you wanted to go out there tonight and put in those laps?
No, not one piece of me, no. I never was a fan of Indy anyways. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a rut guy, right. But didn't want to be out there, no.
I watch it too, and I'm just like, I do not want to race in those conditions, you know?
No, this one's tough. There'll be a few more like this, maybe not as bad as this one, but I feel like, you know, we're improving, and hopefully we can keep on improving as we go.
I want to talk to you about Deacon Dental a little bit. First few times I didn't see it. I didn't really know. I'm not following the amateurs that closely, right? I know you guys took him away from another manufacturer. But, dude, you got to feel really good about that win last week. The kid rode great. Really, really impressive.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about him either when they signed him up over here. And the first time I watched him ride, I was very impressed. And, he started Supercross in October. Didn't really have much experience with it. And, man, the progression he's made is really, really unbelievable. And good kid, works hard. You know, and, yeah, I like working with Deacon a lot.
Been a bit of a tough year over here. We talked about it on some of my dumb shows. Hasn't been great. You've been in that situation as a rider and everything else, but how's everything going? How's the morale? How's the testing? How's the attitudes?
Yeah, it's going good. I mean, the first rounds were rough. Obviously, our off season wasn't ideal. You know, pretty much all our guys were hurt. You know, Jordan got a shoulder surgery. Jalik had his Achilles, and Austin had a shoulder as well. Yeah, so... we missed most of the offseason. I think Jordan and Jalik had 12 days on Supercross before the first round. And it was kind of the same for Austin when he started at Anaheim 1. So finally, you know, we just need to progress from here. Yeah. That's kind of my goal. I kind of knew the guys weren't quite ready, you know, physically, you know, 12 days.
A little bit when we're talking about it, we can be like, hey, look, they came in under the gun a little bit, right? I mean, that's maybe not everybody that realizes that.
Yeah. No, for sure. And even as far as testing, obviously Styles did a lot of the testing. I jumped on at times to help out, but still that's not the same as your race guy doing it, right? So we got it as far as long as we could, and now that we have our guys back, we can start plugging away.
Is Kiefer still bringing the whole program down?
Yeah. He's actually going to be there this week doing some stuff, so.
I pray for you guys. Thanks, Ivan. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Cool. All right, thanks, man.